Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahira Tokuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Tāmaki Makaurau MP Penny Henare says there is no need to rush to build houses at Ihumātau. The ACT party yesterday attacked what it called a lack of action in the 8 months since the government agreed to buy the land from Fletcher Building with $29.9 million from the Land for Housing program. Mr. Henare says he's been assured by Kingitanga mediator Rukumuana Schaafhausen that the Kingitanga, Ahikā and Auckland Council aren't far off from deciding on a governance board.
They're sitting down to do a little bit more work around the terms of reference and the kind of structure that the Rōpū Whakahaere will take before they're able to, as a Rōpū Whakahaere, make decisions with respect to the land. My answer in the House to the ACT Party was, I'm okay with that. It's taken over 180 years to get any kind of justice on Te Tiriti or Waitangi, and as long as the right decisions are being made for Ihumātau moving forward, then I'm completely in support of that.
Pini Henare says there is a housing challenge, but that doesn't mean filling every bit of available land to fix a problem that has been decades in the making. I Korowa Rāwhiti MP Meka Whaitiri hopes her creation of the Māori Health Authority will improve services to remote parts of her far-flung electorate. A recent television investigation highlighted the limited health services on the East Coast, where life expectancy among the predominantly Māori population is more than 13 years less than the rest of the country. Ms. Whaitiri says with its falling and increasingly elderly population, Te Rāwhiti struggles to get resources under existing DHB funding structures. She says the establishment of a Māori health authority with the ability to commission local services should be a game breaker.
So it won't be necessary party of bureaucrats from Wellington commissioning those local services. It will be Māori health providers commissioning for those services. And I hope for the Te Rāwhiti that would have people there who understands the complexities and the challenges of our region.
Meka Whaitiri. A short film made in Wellington, The Haka, has won selection to two highly regarded French film festivals. This month's Cinéma des Antipodes Cinéphiles and the 23rd Festival des Antipodes in Saint-Tropez in October. Director Isaac Lee wrote the script with April Phillips based on the classic World War I story about a Christmas football game. The 15-minute film set in the trenches in France depicts Māori soldiers who are ordered to play soccer, not their normal game, with German troops during a Christmas ceasefire. To save face, the soldiers agree on the condition that they are allowed to perform a haka before the game. The film was shot by cinematographer Matt Sharp on Lee's Akatarawa Valley farm. Cinéma des Antipodes president Bernard Bories says The Haka is a beautiful film with humour and sensitivity. The Haka was released on YouTube on Anzac. And that is your Wātea News.